Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers, and joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is Dr. Brianna McDevitt. She is with Penrose St. Francis Cancer Center. She is in the oncology department. And Dr. McDevitt, thank you so much for joining us here on the Business Connection.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit. We know that it is an ongoing affiliation to become an MD Anderson Cancer Services. And let's just talk about, again, what that means to be affiliated with MD Anderson.
Our MD Anderson affiliation means that our multidisciplinary care team has access to the expertise of the nation's leading cancer center, devoted exclusively to cancer care, research, education, and prevention.
Yeah, and it's something that not only is Penrose Cancer Center here in Colorado Springs, but the Dorsey Cancer Center at St. Mary Corwin in Pueblo is both now part of that larger network. And let's just talk about the benefit to the patients as far as the benefits of working with an MD Anderson-affiliated cancer center throughout the Pikes Peak region.
Yeah, so being part of an MD Anderson team means that we have passed their rigorous standards. That means that patients can have confidence that they will receive patient-centered and state-of-the-art comprehensive cancer treatment that leads to the best outcomes possible.
And now when you talk about this, what are some of the unique approaches to care that you're able to provide now as an MD Anderson certified physician?
I am very proud to be part of a multidisciplinary team, and that includes surgeons, medical and radiation oncologists, radiologists, pathologists, nurse navigators, genetic counselors, nutritionists, physical therapists, and research coordinators who all deliver leading-edge cancer care. Specifically, as an MD Anderson-affiliated physician, I am also able to perform peer-to-peer consultations for our difficult cases. And that means as a patient, you can receive a second opinion from leading experts in the field, delivering personalized care without the need to travel. I think expertise and experience are invaluable, and with our MD Anderson affiliation, we get both.
Exactly, and it's such a great option to have because when you hear the cancer word, it's obviously very scary, but having some of the best trained physicians available locally is just one less thing to stress about as you're potentially entering into some pretty scary parts of your life.
Yes, we are very fortunate to have a lot of expertise right here in Colorado Springs.
Exactly. And Dr., what are some of the big things that people should be aware of when it comes to whether or not they need to go in, have something screened, or maybe if they see something on their body that just doesn't seem right? What's the thing that really should be that catalyst to seek medical attention, obviously starting with your primary physician?
I think that all patients should feel empowered to know their own body. And if they feel like something is not quite right or they have any questions, they should feel confident to go into their primary care physician and ask about it. Things that are new or different or not going away are the things that I would want my patients to let me know about. And there are many options for workup to make sure that we're not missing anything.
Exactly. And then when it comes to having such a great network, not only through Centura, but now through the MD Anderson Cancer Network, that just opens up so much more opportunity to serve whatever comes up, no matter what the diagnosis is, right here in Colorado Springs. Because I remember growing up, and you do as well as a Colorado Springs native, that a lot of times any of these long-term medical situations had to involve that trip north in Denver, which is something that really no one enjoys doing when they're just focused on the health of their family members.
It is very helpful to have good care close to home. Some situations can be very stressful, and being able to be around your support is crucial to having good outcomes and to having good emotional support as you go through the journey. So we are very fortunate to have such a great that people here and resources here, again, right here in Colorado Springs.
Exactly. And it's not just the doctors and the surgeons when it comes to the great care that you get, especially with the MD Anderson certification, but that also comes with genetic counselors and nurse navigators. So really all steps along the process, really anyone who's in contact with that patient has got that top level of being able to care for that patient no matter what stage of the journey they're on.
Absolutely. And as part of our MD Anderson affiliation, they have looked to make sure that we have all of those steps and all parts of the team to make sure that we are giving comprehensive cancer care.
Exactly. And, you know, Dr. McDevitt, as an oncologist, what are some of the biggest misconceptions that people may have when they go to the doctor and all of a sudden that C word comes out and everything seems to kind of stop in their tracks?
Yeah, I think it's a difficult moment to hear that word, but often patients whom I interact with are happy when we start talking about the numbers and how well I can expect most patients to do. I think that knowledge is power, and once you sort of get through the shock of your diagnosis, my hope is that all patients really are reassured by the state-of-the-art technology and the new medications and the multifaceted care that modern medicine is enabling us to give to our patients.
Exactly. And then, of course, another key thing, no matter what type of cancer it is, the most important part is that early detection as well. And let's just speak to the importance of being able to craft that game plan and really tackle no matter what type of cancer it is as early as possible to get those best outcomes.
Absolutely. You know, for women who are undergoing mammograms, they should start at age 40 and every year thereafter, and can start earlier depending on family history or if they have any concerns. But for all cancers, the earlier that we are able to detect the cancer, the better the outcomes are.
Exactly. And if anyone has more information, more questions about whatever might come up, what's the best way to get a hold of the Penrose Cancer Center?
You can learn more about the Penrose Cancer Center or the Dorsey Cancer Center and the powerful MD Anderson Network by calling 719-776-HOPE. That's 719-776-HOPE, or by visiting centura.org.
Exactly. Well, joining me on the KRDO Business Connection this morning is Dr. Brianna McDevitt. She is an oncologist with the Penrose Cancer Center here in Colorado Springs, the Penrose Cancer Center, as well as Dorsey Cancer Center through St. Mary Corwin in Pueblo, now part of that powerful MD Anderson Cancer Network. And again, Dr. McDevitt, let's just talk about how important that is to have that network affiliation for our patients and for everyone here in Southern Colorado.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible affiliation that we have. MD Anderson is ranked number one, according to the U.S. News and World Reports, for cancer centers in the country. And we now have them by our side, helping to provide the latest leading edge treatment options right here in Colorado Springs.
Exactly. And there are some, you know, big ways to really remember the time, because we've got a number of months where it comes to cancer awareness coming up. So now more than ever is that perfect time. If you've maybe been putting it off, or that time for some routine screening, now is the perfect time to keep that front of mind. And why not go to the best? We've got it right here at the Penrose Center in Colorado Springs, as well as the Dorsey Cancer Center in Pueblo. And let's talk about some of the awareness events coming up throughout the couple months.
Yes, so September is Gynecologic Cancer Awareness Month, and coming up right after that is Breast Cancer Awareness Month in the month of October. So it is a great time to get on those routine screening examinations and make sure everything is up to date.
Exactly. And as we'd mentioned earlier, the key to any successful cancer treatment is that early detection. And from that provider perspective, just talk to me one more time about how important that early detection can be for successful cancer treatment.
Absolutely. Early screening is our number one way to find and treat cancers and provide better outcomes.
And again, for more information about the Penrose Cancer Center, the Dorsey Cancer Center, and that powerful MD Anderson Cancer Network, simply call 719-776-HOPE. That's 719-776-HOPE, or you can visit centura.org. Dr. McDevitt, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Business Connection.
Thank you for having me.